Question number 24, why did support for Reconstruction fade by 1872 or 3? A number of reasons. One, probably most significantly, the Northern Republicans got tired of the continual back and forth with the South and this kind of babysitting notion of all that it took to ensure that Black Americans got their rights in the South. Two, some of the momentum of the radicals that where they had won such massive majorities in Congress in the early days of Reconstruction in the 1860s late, that had faded, and a lot of people had come to believe that maybe Reconstruction had gone too far and the radicals had overstepped their bounds, not only in giving blacks too many rights, but also in making the federal government too powerful. And also in 1873, there was one of the tremendous economic collapses in our nation's history. Up there with the Great Depression, not quite as severe, but there was a tremendous downturn and massive loss of jobs in the country, and there was a sense that maybe attention should be given more to that and putting the country back on an economic footing than protecting the rights of freed blacks in the South. In 1876, there was a presidential election. The Republican candidate was Rutherford B. Hayes. The Democratic candidate was Samuel J. Tilden. Tilden won the popular vote by about 250,000 votes. In the Electoral College, as you guys all know, which determines the president, Hayes was the winner by one vote, 185 to 184. The controversy surrounded both sides calling out to the other for election fraud. The Democrats, Southern, predominantly believed that the Northerners, the Republicans, had cheated in three states in particular. There were still Republican governments in place in Louisiana, Florida, and South Carolina, and the notion was that in those places the Republicans had thrown out enough Democrat votes to give those states to the candidate Hayes and give him 20 additional electoral votes, which gave him the necessary 185 to win. The Republicans countered with challenging the Democrats on the fact that by that time most black people in the South, other than those three states, were not voting because of the withdrawal of military that had largely ensured black voting in 1868 in particular, a little bit in 1872. And had blacks been allowed to vote in those states, that might have changed the outcome. So there's election fraud challenges by both sides, but the most famous and why it's most talked about is what happened in the three southern states where it's believed Republicans may have thrown out enough votes to give Hayes the victory in those three states. How was it resolved? The controversy of the election of 1876, a commission was appointed. Five members of the House of Representatives, five members of the U.S. Senate, and five members of the United States Supreme Court, and they were going to look at all the evidence and try to determine whether what kind of fraud had been committed, and then they were going to vote. And whatever the commission voted was supposed to be the final word. Well, as it turned out, there were eight Republicans and there were seven Democrats. Although judges are supposed to be apolitical, they are certainly not. And when it came down to vote, they all voted along party lines, so the commission decided that Hayes should be appointed president. That set into motion all kinds of talk of another secession by the South, which ultimately resulted in the Compromise of 1877, which is the end of Reconstruction. Most importantly, and it is the beginning of the South being back in control of all of its governments and the North basically turning its back on freed blacks in the South and saying you're now on your own to fend for yourself against the people who had been oppressing you for 250 years. They're now going to have you in their hands. And the terms were simple. Hayes had to be recognized as president by the Democrats. Southern states had to basically say, okay, Republicans, you can have the White House. But in exchange, the Southerners would get a cabinet post. They would get a representative on Hayes' cabinet. Money for infrastructure, railroads and bridges and roads and things through the South, and actually a railroad that would connect the South to the West, which was growing pretty significantly, especially California at that particular time. And the last remaining military troops as a result of the Reconstruction Acts from the 1860s, whatever troops federal that remained in the South would be withdrawn. And that was, that signaled the end of Reconstruction. And the last of those troops were pulled out of the South. The South had now fully redeemed itself, and they could go to treating their black citizens however it is that they wanted. The North was no longer going to be in the South's business.